Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion. Till now we discussed how many Kohanim it took to bring the Keves, the lamb, which was a group of 9 Kohanim, the isle, the ram, which was a group of 11 Kohanim, and now the parah, the ox, it took a group of 24 Kohanim, and with this we'll conclude the Perek. Parah Karev Be'ezem V'Arba'a, the parah, the ox, was brought with 24 Kohanim, since its avar of its limbs were very heavy, and the solas, the fine flour, the yain, and the wine, was the measurements were greater than that of a ram. Here it was shlosh esronim, was 3 esronim of solas of fine flour, v'chatziahin, and half a hin of yain, of wine, which is bigger than the shiurim, the measurements by the lamb and by the ram. So therefore, they needed a total of 24 Kohanim. And here's the breakdown. Harosh v'haregel. The head and the foot by the keves, the lamb, or the isle, the ram, was brought up with 1 coin, whereas by the par, the ox, was brought up with 3 kohanim. Harosh be'achad, the head with 1 coin, v'aregel b'shnayim, and the foot with 2 kohanim. 2 kohanim would bring up together the regel ha'acharas, the back leg, shalimin of the right foot, of the right, so the back right foot. That was brought up by 2 kohanim, and the head with 1 coin, so you already have 3. Ha'okes v'haregel, the back left leg and the back part of the animal with the tail. So by the keves and the isle, the ram and the lamb was brought up with 1 coin. Here by the par, by the ox, was brought up with 4 kohanim. Ha'okes would be b'shnayim, this back part of the animal with the tail was with 2 kohanim. V'haregel b'shnayim, the back left leg was with 2 kohanim also. So now you're ready up to 7. Hechoze, the chest, vagera, and the neck. So by the keves and the isle, the ram and the lamb was brought up with 1 coin. Here by the par, by the ox, is brought up with 4 kohanim. Hechoze be'echad, the chest would be with 1 coin, vahagera b'shlosh, and the neck would be with 3 kohanim. So ready up to 11. And then you had shtei hayadayim, the 2 front feet, b'shnayim would be with 2 kohanim, that's 13. Shtei hadefanos b'shnayim, the 2 flanks, would be with another 2 kohanim, that's 15. Hakravayim, the innards, v'asolas, and the fine flour, v'ayayin, and the wine, b'shlosha shlosha. Each one of these would be brought up by 3 kohanim. So 3 on the innards and the kravayim, 3 on the sauce and the fine flour, and 3 on the yain and the wine. So now you have 9. So 9 plus 15, you have a total of 24 kohanim. So that's the breakdown. And then the Mishnah concludes, Bameh devar mamurim, when are these words said that every karban needs so many kohanim, and the avodah, the service, is set up through a lottery system, the pious that we had learned about? This is all b'karbanos tzibur. The karbanos for the public, like a tamid, tamidim, uparim, ve'elim, shal musafim, the karban tamid, or the par and the isle, the ox and the ram of the karban musaf. It's tzibur, it's public karbanos. Aval, the karban yachid, for the karban is brought up by an individual, imratza lahakiv, if one kohen wants to do the whole process, makriv, he could do the whole thing, and even without a lottery. Because with one person, you know, these rules don't apply. Okay, so only by the public is it with the lottery system and with the whole, you know, group of kohanim. But if there's one kohen who wants to bring a karban, one kohen could do it, and makiv, he could bring the karban without a lottery. And then the Mishnah concludes, have sheit and vidituchan shel elu ve'elu, the skinning and the cutting up of both karbanos, meaning karbanos of the tzibur of the public, and of the yachad of the private, shavin. So with that, even the czar, even the yisrael, is kosher to do it. He gets skin and cut up the animal, and there's no requirement for kohanim or for lotteries. The skinning and the cutting, it's mamash, they're equal. Both of the karbanos of the tzibur of the public and of the private individual, even the yisrael himself, could cut it up and skin the animal. So you see how the karbanos are broken up into so many different parts, so many different components, so many different rules. And this concludes the Perek Beis. Moving along to Perek Gimel, and we'll start with Mishnah Aleph, and then we'll conclude for the day. And now we're going to go through the service of the day, the service of Yom Kippur. We already had 2 prakim with, you know, introductions and backgrounds and covering different topics. And now we're going to go through the Seder Hayom. So we start off, Amar Lehem Hamemuna, the appointed one. He says to the Kohanim, right? And the truth is, we already started with the Seder Hayom. We had mentioned that, you know, the Kohen, a week before Yom Kippur, he'd already be, you know, setting himself aside from his wife, and he'd go into the Beis HaMikdash and stay in a room, right? We already touched upon it, but now we're going to, that was really the week before Yom Kippur. Now we're going to start the actual day. So let's see. Amar Lehem HaMamuna, the appointed one, will say to the Kohanim, Tzu Ru'u, go out and see B'makom gavoah shel hamikdash, at a high place in the Beis Hamikdash, imegiyah zman hashchita, the time for shechting has come. Meaning the carbon tamid of the morning, right? There was one in the morning, one in the evening. So one in the morning, the shechita, you can't, it's possible at night, it's invalid to shecht it at night. So there's no, you know, clocks in those days, they looked at the sun. So they have to see, is the sun really out or is it not out? So who's the mamuna, who's the appointed one? So according to most commentators, it's the Sgan HaKohen Gadol, the Vice Kohen Gadol. And he would be the one that would tell the Kohanim, hey guys, go look and see if it's morning yet, so we can shech the carbon tamid. Imigia, if the time came, so then Haroa Omer, the one who's seeing it, he would say, Barkai. Barkai means Hivrik Veheir HaShachar. The morning is clear and it's shining, and it's morning, go ahead and shech the carbon tamid. So that's how they knew. They told the Kohanim to go up and look. And they would respond, yeah, it's all sunny. The moon's gone. Go ahead and shech the carbon tamid. And then the Kohen Gadol, of course, because he did all the services of the day, he would shech the carbon tamid. Matisya ben Shmuel, Omer, but Matisya ben Shmuel, he says, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Which means, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, the whole face of the east is lit up. Meaning that you don't shecht the carbon tamid until the seer who's on top of the hill says, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. It's not enough just to say, you know, Barkai, it is clear, it is light. When you say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, the face of the whole east is lit up, it's a later time than Barkai. It's later in the morning. And it was more of a stringency to make sure it was morning. And then they would respond back to him. They would say, Ad Sheh B'Chavron, did the light reach all the way up to Chavron? V'hu, and the one who's looking, he would respond, hey, yeah, all the way up to Chavron. And the truth is, the Yerushalmi explains that they're not really asking, did the light reach Chavron yet? It's more like a metaphor that they're saying, has it reached to wake up the sleepy ones of Chavron, meaning the Avos and the Imos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarif, Karach, and Leah, that are buried in Chevron. We want to wake up their merits on the day of Yom Kippur, that they should stand by us, you know, to our merit. That's what it really means over here. So it doesn't literally mean is the light lighting up Chevron. It's more of a metaphor. But regardless, the point here is that Matisya ben Shmuel is saying that Barkai is not enough. Just for it to be getting light is not enough. We want to wait till it's the whole face of the east is all lit up. And we pass like Matisya ben Shmuel, so when Mashiach comes, you know, we'll know you have to say Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, not just Barkai. And those that explain that Matisya ben Shmuel was actually the appointed one over the lottery system. Okay? When Mesuper Mishnah Seinu, Shahya Shola Saroa Shola Alagag, and he would be actually the one that would ask the seer who's going onto the roof to say, you know, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, is the whole face of the east lit up, so that's for sure daytime. So that's why he's not just an opinion in the Mishnah, he actually did this in the Beis HaMikdash, he was the appointed one, and therefore we paskin like him, and that wraps up Mishnah Aleph, that wraps up Mishnah Yesh for today.